Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Well, this morning we continue our coverage in the run-up to this year's general election. Today we're joined in the studio by Richard Halsall, who's standing for Douglas East. He's 53 years old and has spent the vast majority of his working career at the Curragh's Wildlife Park, where he's currently the collection manager. Richard has lived in Douglas East since 1999 with longtime partner Kirsty. He's a fresh face to Manx politics and is standing as a Manx Labour Party candidate. Good morning. Why, first of all, I better give you a microphone as well, hadn't I? That would always help. Why, I don't think I've got that one on. Sorry, Paul. let me just get you up on here because I'm on the wrong mic with you there. Bear with me.
I'm bearing.
Let's get the right one up. So many buttons to press in here now, it's ridiculous.
Professionals.
There we are. I think we've got you. Can we hear you?
Can you?
Catherine? Yeah. good morning. And good morning. Well, not a good morning so far, but let's first of all then just ask, why should the people of Douglas East vote for you as their MHK in September?
Well, I think one of the things that's been missing of late is been decisions seem to be a little bit rushed. And my background is in science. And what I would like to bring to it is informed, fact-based decision making.
OK, well, let's deal with constituency matters first and the elephant in the room, your solution to the promenade.
Well, I think that it needs to be surfaced. I mean, I'm a fan of the horse farms, I have to be honest, but I think that, you know, they need to be retained. And I have no problem with it being the centre. It's just the surface I think we need to get on, get it resurfaced, get it looking smart and get it tidied up. I think that's the thing. I don't think any of the Rolls-Royce schemes are necessarily the best option.
Particularly in the current financial state of play. Nationally, then, what's the biggest matter in the inbox?
Well, the thing that's really driven me to throw a hat into the ring this year has been the fact that with all the various measures to reduce the deficit and reduce the make up for the lack of VAT, there's been no attempt to introduce any fairness to it. So one of the things that I come from is equality. I think we need to make sure that the measures we bring in to try to rebalance the budget are fair to everybody rather than just those who are most vulnerable. Despite the rhetoric that's been about protecting them, they seem to be the people who have suffered the biggest hardship.
And what are those biggest issues then that you're saying we need to deal with equally?
I think that we need to try and make sure that people have fair access to healthcare and to education. I think both those two things, because of the various pension issues, they're now struggling to recruit and maintain staff. And I think that if you can afford to send your children to a private school, you'll do far better than you are currently in the mainstream structure. They're doing very well, but I would like to see that maintained.
East Douglas is home to many European workers. What reassurance can you offer them after the Brexit vote?
I think it's going to depend a lot on what the UK starts to do. I mean, I'd hope to be honest that if they're working, they're going to still be working. I mean, they're contributing to the economy, and that's the important thing.
And reassurance to them, I mean, it's keeping a watching brief, is it?
I think so, yes. I mean, the government can't actually do anything proactively at the moment. It's going to be more reactive. Once the UK settles down and know which way they're going, then we can start to sort of take measures and reassess where we are.
Manx Labour Party, you're a candidate. There's only a few of you. I mean, yeah. Party politics, it's in chaos across the water. Does it have a place here?
I think so. I think one of the things to make democracy effective, people have to know the reason why a candidate is putting himself forward. I think the clearest demonstration of that principle is you stand for a party. Everyone knows what the Manx Labour Party stands for, at least they should do. Therefore, I'm being open and honest about what I believe in. You know, an independent candidate can appear as all things to all people.
And what about the Labour Party across? Has it got a future? Have you had a call to the shadow cabinet from Jeremy Corbyn?
Not as yet, but we're not affiliated. So actually, we're totally separate parties. We're no different from the Labour Party in Canada, New Zealand, or the Social Democrats across Europe.
You haven't had a call then?
Not yet. Not yet. My phone's off at the moment, so...
Absolutely. Looking at East Douglas then, apart from the promenade, what other issues are very prominent there?
I think most of the other issues are probably the same as the national issues. I mean, housing and affordable housing is a very big issue for us. You know, there's some high-quality privately rented accommodation, but there's also some quite low-quality stuff as well. And, you know, we need to keep an eye on that. It's also, there's some very much run-down buildings, particularly the Castle Mona and that sort of thing, you know. And it's also the fact that the retail sector is having a hard time, as is the hospitality sector having a hard time, as is the tourist industry. We need to sort of do more to sort of invest in that, because a large part of the constituency is the promenade and the hotel accommodation that's in that.
In 20 seconds, the tourism sector is an interest to you, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. I spent 35 years working in the tourist sector, so it's something sort of I've always had a sort of a passion for, I suppose.
Richard Halsall, thank you very much indeed for joining us today, and apologies about the bumpy start to the interview.
A little confusing,
wasn't it? Good luck to Paul Moulton editing that one today. Thank you very much indeed.